Welcome to the podcast for the weekend of February 24, 2023. This week we pray for those who are dealing with cancer, facing surgery, dealing with sickness, and we also pray for those who are struggling with temptation. Our first reading comes from Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the woman and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." To the woman he said, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he shall rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." The man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. Our next reading is from Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after 40 days and 40 nights he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. In the reading for our discussion is from Matthew chapter 6. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Dust you are, to dust you shall return. Echoing the words spoken to Adam, we know the reality of this world. We will one day die. We will return to dust. The religions of the world and our peers have many answers regarding what will happen once this life is over. But the Bible is what truly answers why it is this way and what God has done for us that we might live. It is the only true answer. In the creeds, we say, I believe. We don't say we believe because we cannot confess for anyone else what their beliefs are. When children are baptized, parents and sponsors speak vows for their children because we desire not only to raise them in the Christian faith, but to see them rescued from sin, death, and the devil by their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yet, we also know there comes a time when each young person has to make this confession for himself or herself. The person who confesses his or her faith in Jesus Christ confesses that Christ is Lord and Savior, and they cannot confess this for anyone else. If you reflect on your identity, on your life, how would you describe yourself? Who are you? Growing up as the youngest of four, I learned that going up through school, sometimes a teacher might see you as they saw your siblings, whether favorably or unfavorably. As I went through school, I also encountered many siblings, and it was always interesting to see how much or how little they were alike. If there was a sibling that had a mean streak, it was interesting to see that sometimes their brother or sister was mild-mannered. If there was a sibling that was a jokester, it was interesting to see that their brother or sister was very serious. Were you ever treated unfairly because of a sibling? You wanted to say, that is not me. I'm my own person. You may also have been a different kind of person in the past from who you are now. Jesus certainly encountered many folks who had pasts. Jesus says in our lesson from Matthew chapter 6, thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. He also says, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. In these three places, we see this word, hypocrites. Now, was this a people group? Was this like a group kind of like the Hittites? No, not at all. Hypocrite is a word that has kind of taken on its own meaning, its own understanding. We today see hypocrites as two-faced people, people who expect others to do things that they won't do themselves, or people who expect others to follow the rules, but they won't follow the rules themselves. Everything is fine for me, but not fine for thee. Those are the kind of people we see as hypocrites. But the Greek word from which hypocrite comes, which is very similar sounding, hypokritēs, quite literally means actor. Who is the authentic you? The genuine you? The real you? Do you put out the real you? Or do you put out an actor in your place? There are times when we have an opportunity to reflect that we don't always like who we are or who we have been. The past comes rushing back. Sins and sorrows and brokenness come rushing back. We are baptized believing Christians, and yet there are times that we look at our thoughts, words, and deeds and see that we are not being believers. We are not being the baptized people that God meant us to be, and we are ashamed. We are like Adam and Eve in the garden, wanting to cover ourselves with fig leaves. And we try to be better people, but then there are times we find ourselves drifting back to the same things, the same troubling things, the same struggles. Except for Scripture, which is always fully honest about the nature of people and the things they did. When we look at the biographies of ancient people, when we look at history, often they hired writers that would cast them in the best light. And so what was written was not necessarily true. It was something written to make them look good. Painters and sculptors were hired to cast historical people in the most glorious light possible. If we are realistic about our own sins and struggles, while we could be hypocrites, actors, completely acting regarding who we really are, we know that the picture of us is not always so rosy. And we hear those words, "Dust you are, to dust you will return." These words bring it home. We are not the saints we are supposed to be. Someday, because of sin, because of our fallenness, because of the old Adam or the old Eve in us, we're going to die. And that requires a solution. God sees us as we really are. He knows the genuine article, the authentic you. We can't spin it so nicely because He knows that we would be blemished. He sent a perfect, unblemished lamb to take our place and to cover our sins in a way that fig leaves never could. The blood of Christ earned righteousness because we could not. Living in this world, we know that we require rescue. We are in a situation from which we cannot release ourselves. The fall created a tug of war over who we are. If we live according to the fallen nature of the world and give ourselves fully to that fallen nature, it will be the devil, the world, the sinful nature that writes our story. And that story ends in dust and ashes and hell. If we rely on Christ, the fallen story of the world will not define us. God stands between us and the evil foe. Jesus takes the arrows for us, and He takes on all our sins and debts. The devil is an accuser who always casts us in the worst light imaginable, and we all have in us the old Adam or the old Eve, who really cannot save himself or herself. But in our heart of hearts, we want to save ourselves and believe that we would be good enough to do so. But God knows that we need a Redeemer. And so he sent his Son into the world to take our place, because only he could do it. And so the baptized Jew, the one covered by Christ's body and blood and forgiven, is the authentic you that God sees, because Christ has really done it. He has redeemed you fully, not in part, not in little bits and pieces, but all of you, that you might be fully rescued from sin and death and be God's own. So you don't have to be an actor. You don't have to be someone who is putting on a show. God has written a new narrative for you, not one marked by sin and death and hell, but a new narrative in his Son Jesus. You really are saved in Jesus Christ, so that the new you will not be dust or ashes, but the one that God has rescued from sin and death to be raised to newness of life. Will you pray with me? Lord Heavenly Father, I pray that you help me to look to you and rely on your Son, knowing that there is no acting with you, there is no faking who I am. In baptism, you have placed your name upon me, and you have given me your Holy Spirit. So I pray that you will ever guide me through the valley of this life to eternity with you, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with additional prayers. Lord Heavenly Father, we pray that you would comfort and care for all of those who are dealing with cancer. We pray that your healing hand would be upon them. We pray that you would prepare them in body, mind, and soul as they go through their days. We pray the same for those who are facing surgery, for those dealing with sickness, for those who are rehabilitating. Lord, we pray that you comfort those to whom death draws near, and help them to look to your Son, who saves us out of sin and death. We pray, Lord, for those who are struggling with temptation. Help them to overcome this temptation. Help us ever to remember that we have a Savior who stands between us and sin, death, and the devil. Help us not to be afraid, but to be trusting in you, knowing that you are with us. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Our special verse this week comes from Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, where Jesus says, "But he answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" All of our scriptures, all of our verses, come from the English Standard Version of Scripture.
Savior, when in dust to thee, though we bow the adoring knee, when repentant to the skies, scarce we lift our weeping eyes. O, by all thy pains and woes, suffered once for us below, bending from thy throne on high, hear our penitential cry. By thy helpless infant years, by thy life of wanton tears, by thy days of deep distress, in the savage mysterious hour of the insulting tempter's power. Turn, O turn, a favoring eye, hear a penitential cry. By the high hour of dire despair, by thine agony of prayer, by the cross, the nail, the thorn, piercing spear and torturing scorn, by the gloom that veiled the skies, or the dreadful sacrifice, listen to our humble sigh, hear our penitential cry. By the high deep expiring groan, by the sad sepulchral stone, by the vault whose dark abode held in vain the rising God, oh, from earth to heaven restored, mighty